Now notice, listen to Boaz now. Verse 11, Boaz answered and said unto her, It hath fully been showed me all that thou hast done unto thy mother-in-law since the death of thine husband, and how thou hast left thy father and thy mother and the land of thy nativity, and art come unto a people which thou knewest not heretofore. Now Boaz had heard about her. He hadn't met her. And I have a notion that a great many had told him, Oh, boy, you ought to see that girl that came back with Naomi. Is she good looking? And he thought, my, he'd heard what a fine person she was, that she had left the land in her nativity, and that she had identified herself with the God of Israel. And he just couldn't believe it, that she's that wonderful. And I guess he'd been given a line before, and he was in no hurry to look her up. But she came by chance into his field, and he sees her, and he falls in love with her. And listen to him now in verse 12. The Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust. Isn't that lovely? The Lord recompense you because you've come to trust the Lord God of Israel. You're under his wings. Oh, what a beautiful, wonderful picture that is. And she said, Let me find favor in thy sight, my Lord, for that thou hast comforted me, and for that thou hast spoken friendly unto thine handmaid, though I be not like unto one of thine handmaidens. And believe me, she was different. That's the reason. He'd seen them all just look alike. I don't know why all the girls want to look just alike in order to try to attract the fellas. I made this in a class of about 300, and about 200 of them were women in the class. And so they came into class the next day, all of them dressed outlandishly because they wanted to be different. Well, I tell you, I didn't see there that the way they did it is the proper way. But this girl is different. And how wonderful it was. And Boaz said unto her, At mealtime come thou hither and eat of the bread and dip thy morsel in the vinegar. And she sat beside the reapers, and he reached her parched corn, and she did eat, and was sufficed, and left. Let me call this to your attention. We think that was a crude day. They didn't move like we do today. Well, I think they did pretty well. He meets her about 10 o'clock in the morning. I have a notion he had to stay in Bethlehem that morning and go to the Bank of Bethlehem and get his payroll, and he came out to the field a little late, saw this girl about 10 o'clock in the morning, and he has lunch with her the same day. My friend, I would say that's moving pretty fast, even for this day, and it's moving very fast for that day. He's fallen in love with her. We're going to watch him move from now on. Oh, isn't it wonderful today that you and I have a Savior that loves us? And friends, we ought to love him. We love him because he first loved us. Now, I wouldn't say this was a gourmet lunch by any means, not in our measurement today, but it was the common food of that day. It was certainly nourishing. Boaz was a man of means, and he's eating out there with his workmen. And here is this girl now, and he's seeing that she gets plenty to eat, too. He has lunch with her. And I think probably she had her best meal there that day she'd had in a long time.